climbers, there are 2016 spins every week on any given radio station playlist in any given market. And you think about exposure. You're worried about getting exposure. How do I get exposed? If it was just about exposure, record labels would spin 2016 different songs every week. Case closed. Why don't they? Because what you really want is market penetration. And that's what we're going to get into today. And I'm really going to blow your mind with some of this stuff. And we're going to challenge some of the confirmation bias that you have about certain ways of promoting your music. Welcome to the Clan! This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business, because you're going to need to prove that your art has value and that people care about your art. It's not about how talented you are anymore. You got to prove it. You got to bring the business as a songwriter. You got to bring the business as an artist. And then everybody that you want to work with is going to come out of the woodwork and meet you halfway. Once you do that, that's the new music business. That's why we created this podcast, CLIMB, Creating Leverage in the Music Business. That's a Baxter name from my good friend and co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter. He's an award-winning hit songwriter with cuts by Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady A, Joe Nichols, and more. Got a song written on a Grammy-nominated record, a Dove Award winner, got a couple number ones last year in Southern Gospel. I mean, you talk about, if it's military, they call that fruit salad on your chest with all the medals, right? It's awesome. But what I love about my boy Brent here is that he helps artists like you turn pro by revealing how you write like a pro, do business like a pro, and then on the regular, he gets you an opportunity to actually meet and create relationships with the pros. You can find Brent very easily at songwritingpro.com. Once again, that's songwritingpro.com.
And I would like to introduce you to my co-host, Johnny Dwinnell. Johnny owns Daredevil Production. They're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. Yeah, that sounds complicated, but thankfully, Johnny knows all the big words and what they mean. So if you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That is production, singular, no S, and there's no S because there is no other Johnny D.
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm excited to get into this one. It sounds interesting. I know you're fired up about it, so I'm just...
I had an epiphany, and it's also one of my favorite subjects, penetration.
You know, I thought about that when I saw the title, and I thought, I'm not going to make that joke.
That's a joke for me to make.
That is a Johnny joke. That is Johnny's side of the road. Of course, also because I have my 12-year-old son sitting across my office from me doing puzzles, because it's a snow and ice day.
Is not a bad word, Brent. It's not a bad word.
But once I knew he was going to be in here, because Emily sent him out here for a change of scenery, I said, "Yeah, I'm just going to put Johnny on headphones." So the whole office doesn't hear his half of the conversation. I said, "Okay, honey,
need to learn about this kind of life just yet." Yeah,
just, you know, God bless you, Quill. Keep on putting that animal puzzle together, polar bears.
So, hey, man, I've had a huge, huge epiphany. You know, I'm always trying to communicate to artists, to labels, to management companies, effectively trying to communicate what's broken and what they need to do to change and to adapt, mm-hmm. right? That's what Daredevil's all about. This is nothing new. But I found like a missing link in my communication strategy here.
Yeah.
Through a series of events that have happened in the last couple of weeks. And I'm kind of really fired up about it because I straight up want y'all's comments about this. Like if this all of a sudden, if you connected a couple more dots on this and this makes more sense to you, please let me know, because I feel really good about this one. I feel mm-hmm. really, really good. So yeah, we're going to talk about what you know, how it used to work, what broke and what isn't, but we have attached certain metrics. It's all about market penetration is really what mm-hmm. it is. Chart position used to mean market penetration.
Yeah.
but now it doesn't. And so we're going to really go down that road and sort of separate the emotion from the event and screw up your confirmation bias about some things. Okay.
Cool.
So about PR, about radio, about a lot of things. But first, let's take care of some business. We want you to join the Climb community, y'all. It's in Facebook, facebook.com/groups/the Climb community. And this is a thriving group of singers, songwriters, indie artists, indie musicians like you coming together, and everybody's helping everybody else. People who love people are awesome people. How's that lyric go? Are the most wonderful people. Yeah. Are the luckiest, I don't know.
Something, yeah.
But I mean, you know, we're getting, co-writes are getting connected here. People are getting marketing ideas and help and support. And we want you to be a part of it. You got to ask to be let in. We let everybody in. You got to be good boys and girls. We want to hear about your gigs. We want to hear about your wins. We want to hear your new song. You just got to put it in the right place to be good boys and girls. If you put it on the feed, that's bad boys and girls. Okay. So just, mm-hmm. It's a simple rule. Just put it in the right place and watch what happens. You're going to get a lot of support.
That's right.
Put it in the wrong place and you're going to get very politely spoken to.
That's right.
And then do it too many times and you start to feel like you're spam. And then we will show you the door.
Sadly, but it happens.
Sadly.
But not very much. Not very much. It's a good community.
Let's talk about some wins.
That's right. So every Wednesday, we post the New Heights segment. It is a chance where we for you to share your wins. We encourage you. This is where we want you to say, hey, I have a song that just released. I'm excited about it or whatever it is. And so also, we may feature you on the podcast and give you a shout out right here. We can't get to all of them because there are too many wins, which is awesome.
Love it. I love that.
Yes. So this one, and just her name is a win. June Biancalana, I think is maybe how you say it. Biancalana. I don't know if that's how you say it, but it's how I like to say it. And I think that name is a win. But June, Climber said, a co-write got an excellent review in a songwriting workshop with the prestigious songwriter. So congrats, June Biancalana.
Love it. That's a rock star name.
Yep. I like it. Oh, let's see here. Johnny Matt Music said, I sent some songs out for sync placement. So taking action, taking a swing. So I dig that.
Good man.
And, yep. Gary Campbell says, songwriting deal, 2 record deals, 4 number one songs as an independent artist, appeared in 7 CMT magazines. I'm assuming that's not all this week. So Gary, I am intrigued. You have my attention. I'm curious to find out more. So anyway, congrats to all y'all. And it's just fun seeing the conversations that this starts. So all y'all just keep on climbing. Dig it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Now make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast, depending on what platform you're on. Leave a rating and review on iTunes. We want to keep increasing those. And best of all, tell a friend about it. You know, you're spending this time with us. We take this very seriously. We don't take it for granted. We are, trying to change people's minds here. We're trying to educate people, help you out. We want you to win. That's why this podcast exists. And if you're feeling that love and that's working for you, then spread it around, right?
That's right.
Not so hard. All right. So let's get into this here.
Yes. So market penetration.
Yeah. So I had a conversation. There's a couple things that have happened lately that have blown my mind. Had a conversation with a huge producer who's become a friend now. We're trying to figure out ways to work together. They're feeling enough pain from the old way of doing things and trying to do something different, right?
When your results dwindle, call up Dwindle.
Hey, huh?
Or there you go. Dwinell, whatever.
and this, the conversation, the question that sort of sparked this was, and this is another artist that I'm working with and another artist, and these are like brand name, like these people, right? Or you've heard of their brand names before, I can tell you that. And this producer done some major stuff, right? Like, the stuff that he worked on. And he asked me an honest question. And I get this question a lot from people because it's the devil you don't know versus the devil you know, right? So like, well, if we go and spend, $5,000 on digital marketing, like, how do we get our money back? How's it work?
Yeah. How do we get $5,000 plus 1 penny back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, This just came out of me. Like, I'm just, because I guess I'm a little sort of sick of fielding the question too, because and nothing against this person. Honestly, like, this is I know where they're coming from. And I just said, you know, honestly, man, like, the last single that one of your artists release, mm-hmm. How did that work? And how did you get your money back exactly?
Because it costs money.
Yeah. And there was a record scratch in the room, right? Yeah. It's total silence, like, oh shit, you know? and he just like, it didn't. And I was like, okay, let's start there.
Yeah.
Because confirmation bias, the devil we don't, we like to keep doing that. Or the devil we know, we like to keep doing that, right? Because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
And they released to radio. They released to terrestrial radio. So then I'm having another conversation with a label buddy of mine that's starting up. And one of their A&R guy was over at Black River, right? It's a very, very, very well-funded indie label and a really good organization. Their number one artist right now, Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah. No slouch. She's doing well. Yeah.
No, she's doing well. And they just came off a number one with Kelsey. So this is P1 radio number one.
Okay.
Primary market radio number one. They spent $1 million.
That's a lot of money.
And the feedback was it didn't work.
Meaning it didn't translate into money for the label?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you know, I wasn't there in the room, so this is a third party thing, but I mean, we were both just kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Or it ain't working like it used to work, right?
Yeah. And really, for labels, the getting songs on the radio, I mean, that's just all marketing. Go buy the record or pay to download or something so we can make money off of it. I mean, it's all, they spend $1 million to try and make it back through other sources. It's a commercial. It's marketing.
Exactly.
For the stuff that does make them money. Getting spins does not make the label money. Getting spins costs the label money, unless the label also has publishing, in which case they get some money back on that.
Right. And a lot of them do, but historically they didn't. That's not the way the business model was built. So how did it work?
And really, and still, if you're spending $1 million to get a number one and you have all the publishing, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I think we could break even.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe break even. So still, that's not a good
deal. Well, you know what? Hold on. Actually, no. Like 20 years ago, yes, because the number one meant way more spins.
Yeah.
Now a number one is way less spins because they go up so fast and they come down.
That's true. True. Yeah.
And some of you right now are thinking, oh, well, you know, the number ones are BS anyway, Johnny, because you talked about the Bobby Bones kerfuffle and all that. They're still top tens, man.
Yeah.
They're still top tens. And the number one thing, it's my point being this. The confirmation bias is the chart position. Why is that? Why did it used to work? What was it? And the answer is market penetration.
Nurse, all those spins got that song in front of a whole lot of people a whole lot of times.
Yeah.
It pounded it into a whole lot of heads for a long time.
Over and over and over for months on end. Okay. Market penetration. What you really want, whether you go to radio or to digital, is market penetration. And market penetration is what's broken. Why aren't there new artists? No market penetration. How is it that when we talked about the top selling tours of 2017, okay, the top 10 grossing tours of 2017, seven of the artists are over the age of 55 and have been on the radio for 30 years.
Yeah.
Where are the new artists? And if you look 30 years ago, top 10 grossing tours in 1987, you have an artist like Whitney Houston who gets into that prestigious top 10 grossing tours on her second release.
Wow.
How is that? And Madonna was there on her third release, Who's That Girl Tour. Bon Jovi was there on his third release, Slippery When Wet. Motley Crue was there on their third release, right? How did that work? There are so many new, young artists. So it's market penetration is the problem. And I think, like, if we look at it through this lens, which is just a fact, okay, then you start to, all of a sudden, you start to separate the emotion from the event, and you start to look at the old sort of benchmarks or metrics that we used that used to be synonymous with market, with success. And market penetration, and success came from market penetration.
Yeah.
Right. So a number one meant you're going to sell tickets. You're going to move records. You're going to boom, 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 boom. Right. Mm-hmm. Like to the extent that, I mean, just to give you an idea how dependable this metric was, I'll give you an example. This just popped into my head. When Whitesnake went out on the big Whitesnake tour, right? That was that big album that came out. Mm-hmm. John Sykes had split with David Coverdale. That's the Here I Go Again on that record. That album sold 20 million records. They were out on tour. I saw that tour. Friggin' amazing, right? But everybody, you know, Tommy Aldridge was on drums. Rudy Sarzo was on the bass guitar. Adrian Vandenberg was on, was playing guitar. Vivian Campbell was on the other guitar. And you got David Coverdale, right? And David Coverdale was Whitesnake, right? Those guys were getting paid $1,500 a month, or I'm sorry, a week, $1,500 a week on that tour.
Yeah.
Right. And so that tour cost Coverdale $90,000 a week.
Woo. Okay.
Okay. But then Here I Go Again. When Here I Go Again goes to number one, and it was up there for like, I don't know, 14 weeks or something. It was there for like a long, long time.
Yeah.
So now the deals change because of the number one, because of the market penetration, the deals, because they know it's going to translate into ticket sales. The deals change with the promoters. So where all of a sudden he's grossing $2.4 million a week on a tour, it's costing him 90 grand.
Okay, I'll take those numbers.
Pocketing the rest.
Yeah.
Right? And now, I promise you, before that song went to number one, they're still, because of the draw of Whitesnake and all that, they're still making he's still making a handsome profit on that. Mm-hmm. But, I wish I knew the metric, like where it was before that, know, maybe it was like 900,000 to $1 million a week that he's normally making. But when that song goes to number one, he can change the guarantee with the promoter.
Yeah. Because a number one looks really good on the flyer. Right.
It's just
social proof, and you know, it hit that many people.
No, because the promoter doesn't give a crap about that. They're going to sell more tickets. Yeah. So the promoter is basically paying a flat rate for the band, going to give them a guarantee, and is taking care of the venue and all that. And whatever they make above and beyond on ticket sales, the profit is theirs to keep, right?
Yeah.
So the game changes, man. When we go to number one, we're going to renegotiate this on this tour, Now the game that's in the contracts, right? So now you're going to have to give us a little bit more because there's going to be more butts in seats, a significant amount. This is measurable.
Yeah.
And why? Because they have more market penetration.
Cool.
And market penetration was attached to, in this case, a number one.
Yeah. Leverage.
That's leverage, right? Because it does mean money. That's how it worked. Because that Here I Go Again was played in heavy rotation, which is 70 spins a week in a 12 to 15 hour period per day. So you're talking about every hour to every 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Depending on how you want to factor that.
You're like, Here I Go Again.
Right. For months.
Alone, yeah.
And months and months. In months. Randy Barber, who's a friend of the show and associate of mine, also one of the best like secondary market Music Row radio promoters back in the day. Like he came up in radio. He took Dylan Scott out on radio tour. He used to work for Curve Records, you know?
Yeah.
Randy's pedigree is second to none, okay? He shows me a report, a secondary radio report, from an artist, a single that came out that he promoted. Mm-hmm. And so this is like legit. Went to number 23 on the Music Row chart. So the Music Row chart, for those of you who aren't familiar with country music, is secondary market charts, right? So this isn't Nashville, which is P1 radio.
Yeah.
This is Bowling Green, right?
Yeah.
Just to give you like a good idea of how this works, Bowling Green is just barely within the you can still hear Nashville P1 radio from Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Depending on what part of Bowling Green you're on, right? So a lot of these secondary markets like that are within the broadcast range of a primary market radio station. So they have a slightly different product, right? Mm-hmm. If they play exactly the same playlist as the primary market radio station, why would anybody listen?
I'll just go listen to Bobby Bones out of Nashville instead of listening to whoever at Bowling Green, right?
So they're going to have a lot of the same big, big, big artists that are major label artists, but we're going to pepper in some indie artists here to give you just a little different product to, you know, they, hey, we're hipper, we're cooler, we got the new up and comers, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And they were some very powerful stations there, right? Even just as little as 10 years ago, very, very, very powerful stations that, I mean, could make big, big difference, right? There's 78 stations on the Music Row chart, the report to the Music Row chart. This artist has been doing this for a long time. She knows exactly what she's doing. She knows exactly how to make the donuts. She got on 44 of those stations. She got ads on 44 of the 78 stations in this campaign. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's largely in part because this is not her first single, man. Like this, I mean, she's had singles forever. She's been doing this forever. She has relationships with those program directors. She is a student of the game. She knows exactly how to make the freaking donuts. Okay. And she gets a number 23. Now, usually you're not going to get into the top 20 on the Music Row chart. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the major labels spot. It's very, very, very difficult to do that.
Yeah, because those secondary radio, they're still playing Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, and they're all going to be playing Blake Shelton, Keith Urban.
Of course. They're going to be playing the big, big artists, but I said they're peppering in some of these indie artists. You know, somebody like Eric Lee Bedingfield, for instance, got the breakout Music Row Artist of the Year. He had the most spins of any indie artist on Music Row in 2012. To this day, he can still play. Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, yeah.
And sell tickets because he was in heavy rotation there for months.
Yeah, he was famous there.
He's famous, and yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So that's, I mean, this is like a legit, but what happened wasn't that he got on the radio, it's that because he got on the radio, he got market penetration.
Yeah, that was his avenue of market penetration. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a vehicle. So, that's how he got market penetration.
That's how he got market penetration there, right? So this artist gets a number 23, and there was two or three markets that obviously are big fans of this artist. Mm-hmm. And she got, you know, a lot of spins, but all the rest of those 44 stations. So like, so 44 stations. So 41 of them didn't have enough spins to get her market penetration.
Yeah.
Long story short, that number 23 on the Music Row chart plus $2.51 will get her a venti drip at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
so. It got enough spins, so she go, okay, I had a top, I had a 23 on the Music Road chart, but there are only two places I might be able to go and gig.
Yeah,
two markets so, where I might be able to go, and actually that I could notice a change in my career in like two markets.
And right? That was like, yeah, and that was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Uh huh.
Okay, and so now with the most recent thing being like a Kelsey Ballerini number one, and they're like, it's not working. Like, why isn't it working? Because the number one on radio isn't achieving market penetration anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a not freaking that, participation medal now.
It's not like everybody knows this thing. It went to number one. It's like, oh, you blink and you miss it. It'll be like, oh, that went number one?
Yes.
It did? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still, yes, I mean, yes, I'll yes, drive down Music Row, you know, and that went number one?
Huh. Yeah.
That went number one? You know, if you're not watching the charts, you know, it's hard enough.
So, and then something else happened too. There's another climber that I know, like went down and bought some PR and got some PR. And I was just thinking, like, now this climber because listens to Johnny and actually canceled her radio tickets. Or, I'm sorry, CRS tickets.
Okay.
Right, which is country radio seminar, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, radio's not the only way I can do it. But then she went and she got some PR. And she's been doing this a while too. I know, I'm sure she got some benefit out of that. But that got me thinking, just that whole thing got me thinking like, okay, so what, like, how does PR work? Because I see people do this too. Like a new artist will come to town, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we need to get some PR. And they're going to spend, you know, depending on the deal they get and the, how deep they're going to be in the gene pool on this one, mm-hmm. somewhere between, you know, $800 to $2,500 a month for six mm-hmm. months on PR. And they're going to try to put you in some magazines. And my experience with this, with the new artists that don't have a brand name, man, it ain't freaking Rolling Stone Country. It's not Taste of Country. It's not The Boot. It's these ancillary magazines that, and my artists always have better friggin' socials than the magazines do.
Yeah.
So thinking that that PR is going to like somehow it's worth something, it, what it's worth is when it's combined to help you with market penetration.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
In TV, so let's just talk about market penetration and how it works.
I've got a thing. Have you read Ken Cragen's Life as a Contact Sport?
No.
Okay, so Ken Cragen was this like Uber manager back in the 70s and 80s. So he right. managed like Kenny Rogers back in the day. He also managed Travis Tritt later on, Trisha Yearwood. And he's the guy that helped put together Hands Across America. If you remember that wow. back in the day, like in yes. the 80s, it was a big charity thing.
Yes.
So
yes.
anyway, so we had this book that I read. I borrowed it from Kevin Bussey. Was it Kevin Bussey? Anyway, from my roommate when I first moved to Nashville, he had it. So I borrowed it from him and I read it. And so it was talking about like the plateau strategy, like these three events in a close amount of time that level you up and get your career up to the next plateau. And yeah. so I remembered and And since I saw that, I was starting to get a little more wise to the game, and I could see that happening with some artists. So one artist I noticed that happening with was Trace Adkins. And there was that time when Trace, he just had that number one with like, You're Gonna Miss This, or one of those, you know, one of his really good songs. And then he was on Celebrity Apprentice and did well on that. And like all around the same kind of period. And then I'm going to say maybe he was in a movie or something. And so he had the boom, 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 these three things. And he was like everywhere, right?
Yes.
He had a number one. So he was all over country radio. He's on the friggin' Apprentice with Donald Trump, no matter what your feelings are. So he's all yeah. over network TV, like NBC or whatever. So he's on this big show. So I'm hearing him, seeing him. And then he was on this other thing he had happened to. I can't remember now. But then like Trace is like, ooh, big time.
Yes.
Right. So market penetration. He's everywhere. Right.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. So think about this. Like, and from the entertainment side of this business. You should see this. If you haven't thought about it this way, kind of shame on you is what I'm going to say. But like, you'll notice somebody comes out, drops a movie, drops a book, drops a record, right? Or a new single. And then they go on media tour, right? And you're going to see them show up on like Fallon in New York and at night. And then in the morning, it's GMA. And then maybe they're going to do Saturday Night Live because that's New York at night. And they're going to be like in all these New York shows. Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, because there's 2 weeks they can't, like, you can't go on Fallon and then go on Jimmy Kimmel from LA. With this would be a 2 week break, right? Then they're over doing the West Coast stuff, right? And so that's where the PR matters, right? Because if you know you're on the radio getting market penetration in multiple markets, and then you're also got an article in Rolling Stone, in The Boot, and Taste of Country, and all the little ancillary magazines, and you're also, you know, doing these talk show things or whatever. So it's that same kind of thing. Like, you're trying to push market penetration, and it starts with the platform with radio.
Yeah.
Because you could get market penetration on radio when you had a song that was in a rotation in a market and it was there for a long time. And only people only had two choices to listen to music, listen to radio, or listen to what you bought. So with just terrestrial radio, there's five things that you have to have to get market penetration. So you don't, and I want you to think about what I'm saying. I want to define market penetration so that you seek market penetration and not necessarily what used to mean market penetration. I want you to question what used to mean market penetration, right? So with radio, you need to be on medium to heavy rotation, right? Getting exposed is not enough. Okay. If all it took was exposure, if people just needed to hear a song one time and it was a really good song, then all the labels had all the best connections with all the best songwriters and all the best artists, and they would spin 2016 different songs every single week on the radio. But, and that would just expose the crap out of everything, and everybody would buy it and sell it and buy tickets and connect with the artists. But that's not the way it works.
No, I mean, you can expose yourself at a truck stop in Des Moines, Iowa at 3 a.m. in the morning, but that doesn't mean it's going to lead to a lifelong relationship. I mean, on the radio music, on the exposure on the radio.
We're not talking about lot lizards here.
On the radio at 3 a.m. at a truck stop, it doesn't mean it's going to lead to love.
So you need to have, if you're going to have market exposure, right? If you're going to make a dent in a specific market, then you need to have medium to heavy rotation. Okay. And you need to have that in each radio market or as many as possible. You need to have that medium or heavy rotation for months. Number four, that rotation has to be happening during peak listener hours.
Yeah. Again, 3 a.m. truck stop.
Yeah, not the overnights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five, on a station that has sufficient listenership.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think any one of these, if you have four out of the five, you don't have market penetration. So you can argue that with number five on a station that has sufficient listenership, that you may never be able to get market penetration again on terrestrial radio because of number five.
Enough stations don't, not enough stations have sufficient listenership.
Not enough. Like, so in other words, like, you know, 40 spins a week or 70 spins a week for 3 months, if I'm reaching 3 million people, right? Or a million people that are having to listen to the radio that many times, I'm going to have market penetration. If only 100,000 are listening or 50,000 are listening, wow, your market penetration is not there.
I mean,
right? The number, the amount of times that people hear that song repetitively has significantly plummeted, which means no market penetration.
Yeah. I mean, on the radio thing. Okay. So my car, I had to, the battery went bad. And so I had to go change out the battery. And when you
did, that happened to my car this morning.
Oh, sorry, dude. And
I've been sick. Left the damn friggin' dome light on, and I haven't been out of the apartment for like 3 days.
Oh,
and I come down, I'm like, oh!
I think that's what happened. One of my kids was climbing over the back seat to get out of the car, and his heel hit the dome light, and it was on. And anyway, I was supposed to go out of town for a good friend's funeral of his dad, and it's like I go out, you know, the night before to go air up the tires, all stuff, and the car won't start. I'm like, crap. Anyway, I was mad. But anyway, so I had to go change out the battery, and we know when that happens, you got to put in all the codes for all the computer stuff, right? Well, my radio was like, I need your code, please. I'm like, I have no idea where that is. Yeah. You know, oh, dang. I got to look that up. That's, I now have a hobby to get my radio going again because it's the anti-theft thing, you know, put in this code.
You got a hobby. A hobby you don't have time to take on.
And have I dealt with it yet? No, because I'm like, well, one thing, I'm not in the car a whole lot these days. You know, mainly go and pick up the kids. But you know what? I have a phone. And that phone has podcast and streaming and other stuff I can listen to. Like, oh, crap, I'll get to that when I get to it. That's annoying. Even, the, you know, I'll just hit play on my phone and I'm not listening to the radio. It's not like a, oh, I got to fix this immediately or my life is over radio kind of situation. It's like, it's radio. Okay. Well, before I go on a trip, I'll make sure I get it fixed. But in the meantime,
number 400 on your list of things to do.
It is. Whereas before the, all the alternatives, it'd be a lot higher on my list of things to do.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, so I just think about this. So like when, for some of you mid-level artists that are out there considering radio, right? Are you going to achieve market penetration by going to radio? You know, now I just had a conversation with this indie artist that is a friends of mine. I'm not working with them, but they're friends of mine. And now they have, in the past, they've done like really inexpensive radio campaigns in terms of, even in terms of like secondary market stuff. But because they have fans at certain radio stations, it gets them gigs, like high paying gigs.
Nice.
So if they go spend $2,500 on radio promotion and they get $12,000 with the gigs, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But so they're not concerned about the chart position. They're not concerned about market penetration. Mm-hmm. New wrinkle, there is an article that just came out, which we will do another episode on here. Warner has just announced that they are completely reimagining radio promo.
Mm. I'm curious. And
oh my God, dude. There are so many bombs in that short article. Like you can't imagine. First and foremost, we've got this person coming in, this person coming in, this person coming in, and they're going to head up. What they're going to be is focusing on is very specific markets. Mm-hmm. Instead of just coast-to-coast radio.
Yeah.
So which, and I'll bet you those specific markets are going to be akin, are going to change with each artist.
I would imagine so. Certain artists.
Right? So what that tells me is, and we'll go into this later, but what that tells me is like, screw the chart position.
Yeah.
Chart position now, it tells me that they have now realized chart position doesn't mean anything. Like, we don't care if it gets to number one or number 10. What we're interested in is what? Market penetration.
Why? So if money.
Because of money.
Because that's right. That's what makes you money. Yeah.
And just a quick side note, the other sentence that was in there is you know, currently nobody's losing any positions. Randy and I were talking about that. I might have to have him on just to bring that radio side in.
Yeah, sort that'd be cool.
Break that article down. But it was just like, that means that like 2 weeks from now, like a boatload of the radio promo people are going to go. Oh, and Warner's typically like a front runner with stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see these other labels follow suit. You know what I mean? I think this might be the beginning of the end. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. PR can't break you. I honestly believe that if you could, as an artist, get the cover of Rolling Stone tomorrow, number one, you'd be my hero.
Yeah.
Because that was like a lifelong dream, right?
Yeah.
And nobody can ever, ever, ever take that away from you.
Right.
Right. That is, you'll be cool forever.
Yeah, frame that sucker. Care. Frame it, hang it, baby.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah. Number two, maybe you get some streams out of that. I'm sure you will. You know, maybe you can get 10,000 streams, 20,000 streams.
Yeah.
Okay. Not going to break you. Mm-hmm. Not going to provide market penetration. And everybody's going to forget about you 2 weeks later if there's not something else going on.
Yeah.
To provide market penetration, right? So that radio promo report that I was telling you about had 5,045 spins to achieve a number 23. But all those spins don't mean market penetration.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean exposure to me. It doesn't mean it not to me. This is just the reality of it. It doesn't mean exposure. You're not exposed. The way that you're thinking that you want to be exposed, you are not exposed unless you have market penetration. I think that's fair to say. You want market penetration. So now when you talk about what do we have to do on digital? What do we want on digital? What we really want is market penetration.
Yeah.
And that doesn't that now make sense with Video Content Challenge, the basis behind that. How do we get to 7?
Yeah.
Right. How do we like boom, boom. So like if you're going to release every 6 weeks, an EP, then having multiple pieces of content that you're pushing out, right? Paid traffic that you're pushing out to put into the feeds of other people to penetrate a market, right? And the ability to, I have preached this for years now on the podcast, but with radio, it used to be because that chart position was so important, you had to eat the whole elephant every time you sat down. You had to go coast to coast. Whereas an artist like Cody Jinx, what did Cody Jinx do? Did he do secondary radio stuff? Yes. He also spent $100,000 last year on Facebook ads. Has he ever done P1 radio? No. Is he making money like the kind of money you want to make as an artist? You damn right he is. How is he doing that? Because he's got market. They chose 5 markets that he was like already kind of had a foothold in and just lambasted those markets with content.
Yeah.
Those specific markets. So those people within that market think he's a freaking rock star.
Yeah.
They think he's an arena act. And
he is there.
He is there. And from the, I when I think about that, I mean, I have to remind myself, I've talked about this before, but when I did my first tour with the Idols and we're doing a cover tour, you remember that story I told you when we had like a 30-minute Rush medley that was like broken down into 2 15-minute chunks because in Milwaukee radio, they freaking play Rush all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff from like Hemispheres and like the cool old stuff, not just the big hits, but the big hits too, you know? And like Milwaukee radio loved Rush. So for us, we're an insulated in that market.
Yeah.
When we stepped out of that market on tour and we're playing this and it was just a vulgar display of musical prowess that we could pull this crap off.
Yeah.
And people would be like, God, you guys are good. What the F are you playing? And we're like, it's Rush. And they're like, who's that? And we're like, what? How do you not know this? Yeah. See my point? Like, don't like understand the from the consumer aspect what a market is. And the more that you're in there, and the more that you're pummeling with content, going to specific markets, you can turn that market around. You can go from a $1,200 a night band to a $2,500 a night band to a $5,000 a night band to a $7,500 a night band. You want to start getting people pay attention to you? $7,500 in hard ticket sales in any given market.
Yeah.
Market penetration is what you want. It's what manifested, what was the vehicle that has been used for market penetration? Is that vehicle working? What are some new ways that you can get market penetration? Right? And you know, God bless you if you go viral and there's this big thing that happens. But let's just talk about a nuts and bolts. We're smart. We're making competitive art. We've got a friggin' promo budget that's way bigger than the budget was to make the art.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we going to spend it? You want to get market penetration.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that... Is that... I know you get it, but do you feel like that makes it clear?
I think so, yeah. It's like you got to get... poor Amazon guy trying to get down my driveway. Oh, anyway, so... Yeah, you want to get enough to penetration and make an impact.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta hit, you know, we talked about it before, reach and frequency. You gotta reach enough people with enough frequency that it sticks. It doesn't matter if everybody on the planet hears your song one time. Wow, amazing. Everybody, 7 billion people heard your song. Next, because we're all drinking from the fire hydrant. It's here and gone. Whoop, gone. Cool. That was a neat thing that you did. What thing? I don't know. I don't remember. I'm on to the next thing. It's you got to have enough to get it to stick. Today, there's so many options, so many entertainment options, so many things yelling at us all the time. Like, how are you going to stick? It's like, you know, it's going deep in certain areas, I think, is way smarter. Because with digital, you can do it. You can see who those people are. Even if you got on the cover of Rolling Stone. Yeah, guess what? Rolling Stone has the address of those people, but you don't.
Yeah, and they don't even have that many. They still hit me up for half price freaking subscriptions now.
Yeah. So,
and they don't have the audience they used to have either. That's the other problem.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. It's like I'd rather be, you know, go, okay, if I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I'm an artist out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I'm going to target Tulsa, I'm going to target Springfield, Missouri, I'm going to target Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm going to target, you know, these places that I can get to, and I won't get famous around here because I can get there, I can drive there, I can do shows there, and I can build a power base that's going to start getting me paid. And then, you're talking about going viral, you know what, you build enough critical mass in those areas, well, then you may have enough people to pump something out viral that breaks outside of those regions. So you actually have a better chance than hitting softly peppering the whole U.S. where nobody cares.
Yeah, you get 4 or 5 markets that just will lie down in traffic for you. That's a healthy base that can make anything that you release in the future, any piece of content that you release in the future, go viral. Mm-hmm. It has enough. There's enough energy there, right, to trigger that first. That first bell on the YouTube algorithm. Yeah. And to really make that work. Right. And that's the way you got to think about it. And again, like with digital, so we can actually take the market part off and just go for penetration, meaning in the consumer mind.
Yeah.
So when you can see who consumed your content all the way through, and you can retarget them specifically with the next piece of content, and again, and again, and again, and again, and you're approaching it from I'm going to penetrate the mind of the consumer and get them to really hear this, and then they're going to be like, "Damn, these guys are good. Yeah. I like this artist." You know?
Yeah.
Like we want market penetration. That's what we want.
Yeah. And they can find them again.
I'm going to change a bunch of crap on Daredevil based on this epiphany. Like, I'm changing the language. It's just going to change the intro of this podcast, by the way. Oh, the stuff you read about me going to change because of this. Right,
there we go.
I'm serious.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that, guys. Download the free Honoring the Digital Platform. It's about Honoring the Digital Platform. The document itself is called Whoever Owns the Traffic Rules the Road. And that is at giftfromjohnny.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, giftfromjohnny.com. It's absolutely free. Just tell us where to send it, and you'll get a free download there. And that'll help you kind of reframe your mind on what kind of content you should be creating and how you should approach this thing. You couple that with what we just talked about today on market penetration, and man, now we're starting to talk about lethal stuff. And I'm excited too, because I got two different artists that have come to me with budgets, and this is what we're talking about: market penetration. Like, what are your top 5 markets or top 4 markets? Yeah. Here, 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 and here. Okay, well, let's just pummel that, and let's watch how the money goes up.
I mean, I just think about this way: what's going to make more of an effect on like the social proof and people going, "Oh, that's somebody." If say I just pull an example, Cash Memphis, right? So I was just on Facebook with him earlier today. So I think about him.
Love Cash.
Yeah, he's great. So, okay, if you have, say, 10 people wearing Cash Memphis ball caps coast to coast, 10 people. So like one person in Arkansas, one person in Tennessee, one person in Virginia, whatever. Okay. Now, is that going to move the needle? Or you have 10 people in Batesville, one Arkansas. Club.
Yeah. You know,
and somebody's like, I keep seeing that hat. Who is that? Yeah. Right? What do you think is going to get?
Exactly.
Or, you know, move the needle a little bit, going, dadgum, that guy's everywhere. Who is that? He must be famous. How have I not heard about this person?
Yeah. See, that's it, man. I think we start thinking about, like, what's going, because market, how does it work? It works with market penetration. Mm-hmm. When you have competitive product and people are responding to it and you have market penetration, you will sell stuff. You're going to grow the brand. It's going to move. Okay. You know, all those things have to be given, though. You can't have market penetration. Market penetration with a crappy product is going to keep reminding everybody how crappy your product is. Like, you got to be competitive. You got to be a compelling artist, you know. But we're doing this with Rick Monroe, man. We're going to do Rick Monroe, like four markets and like a sizable chunk of money that we're gonna do this on. And I'm going to move that needle. Like, and I don't know, like the way to describe, just different way to describe it. We've been talking about it forever, but all of a sudden now I feel like instead of fighting against radio and digital, it's like, let's just talk about what you want instead of what you don't want. What do you want? Mm-hmm. I mean, market penetration. Yeah. How do you achieve that? If nobody's listening to the radio, you can't get market penetration with the number one.
Yeah.
You can't, if you have heavy rotation on a P1 radio station for 1 week, you won't get market penetration.
That's scary. You got to adjust.
Think about that. I mean, 70 spins in a week in one market, not enough. Because, you know, very few people are going to hear that song enough times.
Yeah.
Right? So it's 70 spins a week for 4 months.
And who can afford that?
Right? Yeah, radio stations, right? Or even on the secondary market, like that, you know, that's worked for these artists on secondary market. Mm-hmm. So you really just have to look at it from that angle. And when you're making your money decisions on, should I get PR? Should I get radio? Where do I need to spend this money? Your answer is, where are you going to get the market penetration? Where can you get the most amount of repetition and push out that content enough to get market penetration for the least amount of money?
Yeah.
That's a winning. That's a winner.
There we go. Good stuff, so, man.
All right, guys. That brings us to the end of another Climb episode. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast or follow it. Join the Climb community. Leave a rating and review. Tell a friend about it. Get that free download, a gift from Johnny. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.